I think the main idea was that Shannon had proved these performance bounds on how well communication systems can do in an ideal situation. Mm-hmm. And he had made a lot of assumptions. Assumptions about the behavior of the data sources that you're trying to compress, for example, and about the kinds of codes that you're allowed to use. In particular, most of what he had done had been for memoryless sources, when the most interesting things in the real world, like speech, have lots of memory. And there are lots of codes that are not the kind he considered. He considered block codes. And there are codes that work in a more sliding, continuous fashion. Plus the fact he had also made a lot of assumptions about the nature of the communications channels, such as you knew where blocks started and ended, that is, synchronization. Mm-hmm. And I guess the initial thing that got Davison and me interested in this was first discovering that some of his assumptions could be generalized using techniques from this branch of mathematics called ergodic theory, which interestingly enough had had a profound change a few years earlier because of Shannon's work had been discovered to be very important for mathematics. And so if you like, now it looked like the mathematics derived from engineering through math now could come back into at least pseudo-engineering. And so we got very interested in generalizing the Shannon results to have sources with very complicated memory and synchronization problems and codes that, as I mentioned, had this sliding structure, as, for example, PCM, DPCM, ADPCM, delta modulation. These are not best modeled, I think, by block codes, but rather by sliding block codes.